sì.
You're listening to CKUT. The following programming is taken from CKUT's Time Capsule Archives. For more from our 35 years of freeform broadcasting, visit our website at ckut.ca.
and Dead Scene Collective present Spring Fever. Continue Saturday, April 19th at Saints Show Bar, 30 St. Catherine West. We present Lesbians on Ecstasy.
Is it so hard?
Playing with New York's Mixo Pixel and Local Wonders Thundra. Sound installations between sets by Random Creature Generator. After party with DJ Mary Hell. Advance tickets are $7, available at Cheap Thrills, Low Bleak, Adam Hart, and through the Admission Network. This will be a CKUT co-presentation.
Safe Labor International, Montreal Birth Companions, Awan, and the group Mama have joined forces to bring you the groundbreaking documentary, The Business of Being Born. This film explores the natural childbirth movement in the U.S. and the harsh realities for women who give birth in a profit-driven medical system. The Business of Being Born will premiere on Thursday, April 3rd at 6 p.m. at Concordia University, room H110, and will be followed by a panel discussion led by local maternity care experts. Tickets are $10 at the door, $7 for students, and $9 in advance. For advanced ticket locations and more details, check out the website benefitforbirth.tripod.com. All proceeds will benefit two local charities, Safe Labor International and Montreal Birth Companions. This event is sponsored by Boomies and presented to you by the Women's Studies Student Association of McGill, a CKUT co-presentation. Good evening. You're listening to Dykes on Mike, CKUT 90.3, 7:06 p.m. Crappy outside. And we are joined in a studio with by Nora Roman. How welcome to the show.
Hi.
And you are involved in Faggoty Ass Fridays.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic Fagalicious. Parties. Fagalicious. Fagadelic.
Lesbianic, fagalicious. All this stuff.
Fantastic. What? Tell me all about Faggoty Ass Fridays. Do you have to be a fag to go?
No, you don't. But it is a queer dance party. Faggoty Ass Fridays is a weekly fundraiser at the main hall. It's put on by Head and Hands, and it's a fundraiser for Head and Hands' Project The Sense project that they're doing, which is basically comprehensive peer-based sex education in high schools, because there was a 2005 education reform where it got a little bit murky around how sex ed is getting out to our teenagers. So Head and Hands is doing this awesome thing. Head and Hands is all about youth empowerment, holistic, non-judgmental, harm reductive, all that brouhaha, and they have services for youth ages 12 to 25. So basically all the money from Faggoty Ass Fridays is a sustainable fundraising initiative for the Sense Project. Mm-hmm. It's every Friday night. We've had a bunch of different stuff. We've had DJs. We've had Lynn T from Lesbies on X before. We've had drag queens, drag kings. We've had the Dead Doll Dancers. We've had Mambo Kings. We've had Nat King Pole. We've had burlesque. We've had local filmmakers. We've had community groups like the Raging Trannies, Queer Concordia, Lickety Split. We've done zine launches, like tons of different stuff.
Oh my God, it's crazy mayhem. Sounds like so much fun.
It is.
How much does it cost?
It's $5. Pay what you can at the door. We have a lot of, I don't know, our goals are, in my mind, obviously the first goal is sustaining the Sense Project, but... Mm-hmm. I really believe in this night. I think that one of the things that's been really awesome about it is we do actually have kind of a commitment to trying to create safer queer space. And for queer and trans people, we have gender-neutral washrooms. We give out at the door every single week. We give out gloves, condoms, lube, police rights cards, information on sexual health. We have a security policy. We have signs up about consent, and we have tons of signage up that says that it's a queer event. We have a nonviolence policy. So there's kind of, it is a very politicized space in that sense.
Okay.
And that we're really, like, have a mandate of supporting local queer artists, kind of a little bit more politicized, radical queer community, and also in creating queer events and spaces outside of the village.
Yeah.
I don't know, for me, just personally, like, the village isn't super dyke-friendly, and that's one of the things that this event is really, really mixed. There's dykes, there's sags, there's people in between, identify however they want, and it's in Mile End, and so that's one of the reasons there's, like, a really, like, great young, like, queer scene in Mile End right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the reasons we've been really successful and been able to kind of get a buzz going.
And
Now, what do you have coming up in April? Because I understand you got some crazy-ass parties.
We have some crazy parties in April. This coming Friday, we're taking a hiatus. We're taking a little break. But if you want to go to Main Hall, our friend Tommy is going to be DJing with his friends. But it will not be a faggoty-ass Fridays event this Friday.
Okay.
It won't be a fundraiser for Head and Hands, but there's still stuff going on. So it's not us this Friday. But on the 11th, we have some people from the Dukes of Drag. We have Miss Velveeta Spandex.
Wow.
One of our famous drag queens, favorite faggoty ass drag queen. We've got Danielle, Danny, Xavier, Dirty Boots Spinning. And then on the 18th, Kate Lemuth will be launching her zine, T-Girl.
Girl.
Like Riot Girl. a zine about being a trans lesbian, a trans woman. And about like fucking and how it means to be a trans woman and be a lesbian and be sexy and it has a lot of her erotica in it and it's so she's going to be launching that.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then after that, on the 25th, we have the Gayrobics night.
Gayrobics. Oh my God,
so
grab
come
your
and
spandex.
Work it out. Got the spandex. Got the the bandana, the wristbands, and that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be Backdoor, Julie D, and Dirty Boots are going to be DJing.
Okay. You got somebody leading some aerobic routines?
There's a possibility we might actually have a video. A gay aerobics
no
video.
No way.
That's in the works. We'll see.
Okay.
We're working on it. But basically, I just if people want to come out to Faggoty Ass Fridays, it's at 5390 St. Laurent at the Main Hall. If they want to know more about Head and Hands and what Head and Hands does, you can go to www.headandhands.ca. If you want to talk to me about booking, I got all this information for you.
Wicked.
Booking, you can email me at faggotyassbooking@yahoo.com.
Faggotyassbooking.
Yeah, F-A-G-G-I-T-Y. And if you want to be interested, we love to have, there's so much volunteer energy behind this night.
Yeah.
It's really supported and sustained by the community.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in DJing or especially, we always need help at the door. We always need people to put up flyers and to get the word out. And we're always interested in different kinds of performances. We've had vernissage for artists, so we do it all. So we're really interested in having whatever you want to do, you ladies, you everybody out there, contact us and get involved with Faggoty Ass Fridays because it's for a really good cause.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like wicked ass fun, and I know what I'm doing every Friday night now for the rest of the month.
That's right.
Fantastic. So Main Hall Friday night, not this Friday, but fun people still on Friday.
Yeah.
And totally open space, trans, queer, lesbian, dyke, however you want to label yourself.
Yeah, whatever labels you want. Just to address the label thing, I think that we stand behind the name Faggoty Ass Fridays,
Yeah.
It's
fun.
It's queer. It's fun. It's cheeky. We're in your face.
Yeah.
We're not, but like sometimes people find that in your face or whatever. But to me, I'm like, you know what? Come out to our event because our event has a really positive vibe. Everybody there is really excited to be there and creative people and all different kinds. So like, if you come out to our event, you'll see it's a lot of fun. So I want everyone to come to Faggoty Ass Fridays.
Well, it sounds wicked.
Yeah.
And come back anytime and tell us about all these Faggoty Ass events. Are you going to continue to go through the summer, or?
That's a little up in the air right now. One of the things with this event that, we didn't expect it to even get this big. I mean, it was just this kind of idea that we were going to try it out, and so I think that, that's one of the reasons that I'm working at Head and Hands is to help us, sustain the event, and so we're working on it, we're seeing, but we'll definitely be in touch with everybody. There's also a Facebook group people can join to get updates, and we'll be letting people know if we're going in summer and what our plans are, and we're trying to reflect and see where we want longevity
because how long you guys have been doing this, what, for a year now?
Not quite. I mean, we started the first event, the first official Faggoty Ass Fridays at Main Hall was on the 26th with a zombie homo party for Halloween.
Okay.
And that was our first event. So we've had so much different things. I mean, so it's been a while now, and it's gotten a lot of word of mouth. Yeah. I mean, I have people come up to me, and they're like, hey, you hear about Faggoty Ass Fridays? And I'm like, yeah.
Dude, I am Faggoty
Ass Fridays. I am a big part of Faggoty Ass Fridays, but there's a lot of other people who are Faggoty Ass Fridays, so it's you know, there's a lot of our DJs who are resident DJs, you know, put in time. They make us posters. They put up posters. You know, Xavier T designs our posters mostly. And Noam, our door person, is there every week. And Noam does beautiful art for us. And, you know, so, and Robin and Tyler, like, there's so many people who, like, put in so much time and energy and who believe, like, deeply in this night mm-hmm. and in creating new spaces and being creative and supporting youth and supporting sex education and Head in Hands and all that. Good stuff.
Well, I'm on my ass from your energy. It sounds like just so much fun. And I just have a question about, like, so you, because you were talking about security.
Yeah.
Concerns or issues or policies. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I think that one of the things that we've tried to do with the night, it's a conflict, right? Because it's a bar space, right?
Right,
so
yeah,
people
yeah.
are drinking. So how do you create safer space within a bar space? So this is one of the things as organizers that we've definitely spent a lot of time trying to talk about mm-hmm. because we want our bathrooms to be gender neutral. And yet not everyone who enters the space really knows what that means or knows how to negotiate that or knows what like is appropriate to ask yeah. queer people or, you know, because we're not checking your gay card at the door and you know so I mean all different types of people show up to our event
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
One of the things we wanted to commit to is we have a security person every week. Her name is Dee Dee Dragon. She's also really involved in queer community in Montreal. She does fire play performances. She's really rad, so we're really happy to have her. But we have a policy that kind of includes not just like actual physical acts of violence but as well like emotional violence, harassment, homophobic, transphobic, sexist, racist. Like, we try to create a space where if people feel like they're being harassed or whatever, we want to have something in place to deal with it. I mean,
right. But has there? I mean, it just seems like such a fun event.
It
like,
is. I mean, we really don't. But I think like
just it's just precaution.
Yeah, exactly.
Safety first.
I mean, and we want to. And I think that really speaks to everybody who comes in the event reads our nonviolence policy.
Right, right, right.
So you come in at the door. We tell you what the night is about. We tell you that it's a fundraiser. We have you read our nonviolence policy. We show you got free gloves and condoms, and then you come into the space. So I think that us being really specific about our goals and how we approach people coming into our space
yeah.
has really created the environment where we really haven't had a lot of incidents
yeah.
Because we've really tried to think long and hard about what this means and what it means to create safer space within a bar context.
Yeah.
And
like,
and
don't be a jerk.
Yeah,
how about
right?
that, right?
Like, basically, if you get as
jerky, get out.
Yeah, if you get squirked out by people who don't look like you or don't act like you, then take your party elsewhere. Because the Faggot Ass Fridays, we're all about diversity and everybody
yeah, yeah,
coming
yeah.
out and having a good time. So.
Well, I'm really just really impressed that you've got that, you know, in place. I mean, it's so cool that, you know, nothing's happened, but just as a precaution, because, you know, sometimes stuff does happen.
Yeah.
And what do you do? And it's really, because then you just deal with it, it's done, and everybody goes back to drinking and having a good time.
Yeah, and I mean, in a lot of bar spaces, too, if a trans person goes to a bouncer and says, well, somebody told me I was in the wrong bathroom, that, you know, they may just be like, okay, so deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
So in our space, we're trying to commit to that. You know, we have gender-neutral washrooms, we want to commit to that and
yeah.
commit to enforcing that and allowing people to feel safe. Yeah, so it's one of those, it's a precautionary thing, so I don't spend too much time talking about security. It's more fun to talk about, you know,
about the condoms and the lube and the gloves.
The condoms and the lube and the gloves. And,
that are handed
and
out at the door.
And we've had I'm so excited for our drag performances coming up. A couple of weeks ago, Miss Elevated Spandex did an amazing performance. And we had, like, awesome themes, too. That's
okay.
one of my favorite parts. We do. We had a slumber party theme.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun. Actually, my favorite story about that night is that we had encouraged people to dress up in slumber party gear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And two friends of mine showed up. It was my birthday party that night as well.
Yeah.
And two friends of mine showed up with feathers on their nipples.
Okay.
And throwing feathers at the crowd with pillowcases. And they actually wrote Happy B-Day on their asses for me.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, what better birthday present at Faggoty Ass Fridays than ass?
Yeah. two cheeks of love.
It was yeah. it was lots of love. And we've had like a get some fucking sun party with like a tiki theme. We've got this gay aerobics theme. We had a
yeah.
recently we had a game over pack ass party.
Oh,
where people actually
okay.
play Mario Kart.
Nice.
We're really creative. We have lots of tons.
Oh, you got to do that Guitar Hero thing.
I know. I've heard, if anybody out there wants to lend us a Guitar Hero.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to do that.
I'd be down with that. I'd
yeah.
be down with a little bit of faggoty ass guitar.
Gay guitar.
Gay guitar. Hell yeah.
Gay-tar. Yeah. That'd be wicked. Have you tried that thing yet?
No. It's kind of addictive. It's a little scary.
I heard a guy I know got carpal tunnel syndrome from playing it too much.
No. Well, I think there's much more sexier things you can get carpal tunnels from than playing Guitar Hero.
Which you can find out all about at Faggoty Ass
Well,
Friday.
As long as you do it safely.
Right. Although, but you don't... It's at the main hall, right? Like, what? I'm just sorry. Just thinking out loud here.
You take your party out. That kind of party you take home with you.
How gender neutral are these bathrooms to be, you know, handed out lube and condoms and...
Oh, well, I mean,
I'm making a joke. It's completely inappropriate because obviously you're not encouraging sex in public places.
Of course.
Places.
We're encouraging people to take it home and do it with condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
And lube.
And
the more lube, the better.
More lube, the better.
Safer.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here.
Okay, so main hall.
Yes.
Friday nights.
Head and Hands. Fundraiser.
Bring out your money, first of all. Good cause.
Yes, definitely.
Second of all,
we say $5 suggested. That means suggested. So if you feel like, you know...
$20 and a hat.
$50. You know, all the money goes to these amazing sex education, peer educator programs where, you know, youth are being trained in how to talk to other youth and being really empowered. And, you know, your money will go to... directly to sex education, and so it's a great cause. Come out and bring your faggoty ass out on Friday. Bring it out. I want to see it.
And wear your spandex on the
24th.
On the 24th, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The 25th.
The 25th. What's the theme on the 11th?
The 11th is, I believe we're going to have a drag kings and queens.
Right.
So come and drag if you'd like.
Come and drag, okay.
And then there's the zine launch on the 18th for T-Girl.
Okay.
Girl power.
Wicked. Okay, and give us that website address once again.
That is www.headandhands.ca, and it's at 5390 Saint Laurent. And faggotyassbooking@yahoo.com if you want to get in touch with me about getting involved.
Wicked. Well, thanks a lot, Nora.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Listen to some music and be back in a second.
Hooray. We'll be right back.
Sexuality, violence, womanhood, blood. Black Theatre Workshop and MAI proudly present Blood Clot, a one-woman story by Dora Award-winning dub poet, actor and performer, Debbie Young Anita Freak. It's coming March 26th to April 13th at the MAI, located at 3680 Jean Mons. This engaging and multiple award-winning story exposes the life of 15-year-old Mudhu Sankofa's coming of age in modern-day Kingston, Jamaica. For Blood Clot tickets, call Black Theatre Workshop 514-932-1104, extension 226. This is a CKT co-presentation challenge.
Who made
are back. Dykes on Mike, CKUT 90.3. Speaking of parties, I've got Danielle Flowers on the phone, who is involved. Hi, welcome to the show. Welcome to Dykes on Mike.
Thank you.
You are involved in a cruise control, a queer dance party.
Correct.
Now, what the heck is Cruise Control?
Oh, Cruise Control is a queer dance party that was started almost about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, myself and another friend, we all live in the village, and we were like, hey, there's no queer dance parties to go to here that aren't all... that don't have women, you know, like there was no queer dance parties a week ago too, where there was a lot of girls who were hanging out and wanting to dance it up. So we just decided to put something together, and we also wanted to have a queer dance party where we had music that we actually liked to go out and dance to.
Mm-hmm.
There was like no parties that had a lot of hip hop and some of the like queer electro music that's going on today.
Right.
So. We kind of hooked up with the people at the Metro Lounge when they were still open.
Mm-hmm.
And talked to them down there, and they let us have a night down there. And, yeah, so that went on for, I think about 6 months or so until mm-hmm. they closed. And then we just got a new space closer to the downtown area at Vinyl. So,
which is at 2109 Blurry.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
And now, how often are these parties?
It's a monthly party, so we do once a month. The day has kind of fluctuated for the last year and a half, but now we have Thursdays, and we're really happy about it. So it's the first Thursday of every month
cool.
at Vinyl. We have DJs that rotate pretty frequently. We have a few that kind of stick, and they kind of are the life of the party, and everybody comes to see them. So, but it's a lot of fun. There's always new faces there, which is really awesome, too. So if you're ever going to parties and you think that you're seeing the same faces all the time, and you
sign me up for that. Jeez.
Yeah, want to go see some new faces, you can definitely come out and always see some. And it's a pretty big mix of people there, too. There's a lot of girls, dykes, trannies, fags, like pretty much anybody.
And so. who do you have DJing this Thursday?
Actually, myself, I'm DJing.
Cool.
I have another person called DJ Diamonds Cut, and another person, this is going to be her first night at Cruise Control. Her name is Marissa.
Nice.
It's gonna be a short group, but should be a lot of fun, and a lot of the times, too, we do have benefits and whatnot, too. So kind of along the same lines of Faggoty Ass, how they have their benefit going on.
Yeah.
We're just trying to, like, add more parties out there that are beneficial to all of the small groups that are involved in Montreal here. So.
Well, and good for you. You know, it's so. I was saying this off-air to Nora from Faggoty Ass, too. It's so great to see people, you know, making these fun parties with a good cause in mind, and good for you. Like,
yeah.
Thank you for doing that for our community.
Yeah,
you know?
No problem.
Now, how much does it cost to get into this party?
It's free.
No way. Free?
It's always free. Yes,
free? Oh, my God. What time can I come at?
Basically, show up around 11. That's when people start getting there.
Okay.
What we do is we have a donation bucket at the door if there is a benefit that evening. If you want to donate, donate. If you don't have money, it's cool. Just come in. It's all about having a really good time.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the main thing. A lot of the people that I know in my community, we don't have a lot of money to go out and spend every night on drinking, getting into a club, getting anything. So
coat check, parking.
we never turn anybody away at the door.
Okay.
That's kind of the main thing that we like to stress, too, at our parties. So, and we always make sure that there's, like, a drink special, too, so people can come, get a drink if they want to.
Sounds great. And you guys have a MySpace page?
Yeah, we have a MySpace page. We've got a Facebook page. We got it all. You can track us down anywhere on the internet. It's just, myspace.com/cruisecontrol with an E at the end.
Excellent. Okay, so Thursday night, 2109 Blurry Street. And 11 o'clock. And do I have to wear something special? Or what?
Sorry?
Do I have to wear something special?
Oh, just look good. Be comfortable. Wear something that you feel comfortable in.
Okay. And be ready to dance my ass off.
Yeah, be ready to dance. And we stay there. The dancing goes strong until 3 in the morning. So,
wicked.
Yeah, it's a good night. And you can always also find flyers at, like, Kajibi in the Mile End, down in the village at the bike store. So, yeah, you can always kind of find out when there's a party going on.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us, Danielle.
No problem.
And we'll see you at the cruise control.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Back, that was Janis Joplin. Crazy. That was crazy. It was good. It was wicked. 7:40 p.m. Dykes on Mics. On the phone, we've got Tanya Churchmuch from Girl Ports, who is just been somewhere fabulous. Tanya, are you there?
I am indeed.
Where were you?
Well, I was in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago, and then about a month ago, I was in Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta? What was that like?
I love Puerto Vallarta. It's true, I do. It is just a beautiful, beautiful little seaside town. And it's actually really great as well because it's becoming this kind of gay mecca. And I think that as many gay and lesbian travelers know, trying to find a winter beach destination that is totally, like, open and cool is very, very hard to find. And Puerto Vallarta is it.
Excellent. And what kind of budget are we talking here?
Puerto Vallarta, what's actually really cool, especially for people here in Montreal, is that it's very easy to get these all-inclusive packages.
Okay.
And I know that sounds so cheeseball and something that very few people actually want to do. And you know what? I don't like doing them either, except for Puerto Vallarta, which is kind of crazy. So,
okay.
You know what? At this time of year right now, you can probably get, like, if you're like a couple or two friends who are leaving, and you can get these last-minute all-inclusives probably for as little as like $700 or $800.
Wow, that's great.
Absolutely, and that's your flight, your hotel, your food, your booze, which is also nice.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then, you know, if you're paying full price, it's going to be somewhere around $1,100 or $1,200.
Okay,
that's going to be for like a 3 or 3.5-star hotel.
Okay.
And that's totally cool. But what's really nice, though, is that it's the kind of town that, unfortunately, like so many other of these, you know, sort of new gay meccas, are all started by gay men, and then women start to go more and more. And that's what's happening right now down in Puerto Vallarta. And interestingly enough, the person that they call the gay mayor of Puerto Vallarta is a Montreal woman who's lived there for about 10 years now.
No way!
I kid you not.
Wow!
She runs what's called Diana's Tours. It's this day-long gay and lesbian boat ride, which is just amazing. You go out at like 10 o'clock in the morning. The boat picks you up on the dock. There's about 40 of you. It's gay and lesbian. All the food you want, all you can drink. You know, a little bit of disco music playing the entire time. But when we were there, we saw dolphins. We saw like so many dolphins, so close we could touch them. We saw like a mother whale and a baby whale.
Oh,
we saw this huge manta ray that was literally like 20 feet across.
Oh my
it
God.
Was mammoth. But so you just go out there, you dock, you swim a little, you listen to some music, you drink some cocktails, and it's this Quebecer lesbian who's running it all.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, what's going on in Phoenix?
Phoenix, you know, is a funny place. If you're looking for the kind of town where you're going to walk around and visit the sites, Phoenix is definitely not for you. Phoenix is weird in that you definitely have to drive everywhere. It's not the kind of vacation of where you're going to go if you can't drive. You have to absolutely rent a car. But it is really quite beautiful, especially just for the surrounding environment, because it's in this valley, so there's mountains all around it, and literally like a 10-minute car drive, and you're at the foot of a mountain, and there's beautiful hiking to be had. And more than anything, it's really like a spa town.
Mm-hmm.
Or a launching pad if you want to go visit the American Southwest, because it's very close to Los Angeles. It's close to the Grand Canyon. It's not far from Vegas. So a lot of people will actually travel down there, go to a resort or a spa. That is hugely popular, which I also did and was fantastic.
Yes.
and then they'll stay there for like 3 or 4 days. There's some great restaurants there.
Okay.
Interesting things that I liked about Phoenix, though, for women who've never been to a true lesbian country bar.
Uh-huh.
It is to be seen, and I'm serious, like, packed to the gills, women with cowboy hats, line dancing. For me, I just couldn't figure out how in the hell do they know which dance they're supposed to do with which song.
It's in the genes, man. It's in the genes.
Those tight wranglers, right? You know, that genetic gene and those tight wranglers, because that's the kind of jeans they're wearing.
Oh, my God.
But the other thing that I thought was just wonderfully charming is that at the main university, the University of Arizona, is the first lesbian sorority in America. Sorority house. It's now spread to about, I think, 6 or 7 universities, they said. But it's this group of very cute and charming and enthusiastic young lesbians who are basically, that is what their sorority is. But it's just so interesting to see the mix, because they are very proud of what they call the Greek system.
Right.
You know, which goes with all sororities.
Yeah.
And so, but I mean, that's just a very sort of like culturally heterosexually entrenched kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they apply it to their lesbian reality. And so they do all of the sorority things, their volunteer work, they have to do rules and regulations and do books and all this kinds of stuff. But, you know, they're doing it as lesbians.
I wonder what the hazing rituals are like in lesbian
I ask
communities.
About them. But they are all sworn to secrecy.
Oh.
I also asked about the rules about dating amongst sorority sisters and things that. So that, yes, you're not allowed to start a relationship with a sorority sister, but if you were sort of dating a sorority sister before you became a sister, then it's okay.
Oh,
so there's all these rules that they have, but mostly it was just so cute more than anything.
Oh. Well, that's we got to have them on the show. That's a done
I
deal
think
now.
You ought to. These girls are great.
Oh, my God. And now where are you heading off to?
Next week, I'm going to Dallas.
Oh, wow.
And I have never been to Dallas. Some things I'm looking forward to. The first thing I think I'm looking forward to more than anything is the National Cowgirl Museum. It's the only cowgirl museum that exists in the United States, but looks at the history of cowgirls dating back to the 18th century and the strong role that women and basically cowgirls played over the past two centuries. So I think that's going to be very cool. And also when I'm going to be there, it's going to be the launch of the season for the Dallas Derby Devils, which is the local roller derby league there.
Nice, nice.
So I'm going to be catching that. And there's also a very successful Mexican restaurant that has a lesbian chef, which is supposed to be amazing.
Wow.
Those are a few of the things I'm looking forward to down there.
Okay. Well, have a great time.
And I most certainly shall.
Give us a shout when you come back. I want to hear all about this museum.
I will be happy to share it all with you.
Oh, and I want to know the differences between line dancing in Phoenix and line dancing in Dallas.
And you know what? I'm going to check it out because they have this huge lesbian bar in Dallas called Sue Ellen's for the Dallas TV show.
Wow.
But
she is hot.
Yes, big country night happening at Sue Ellen's, which I'm sure I'm also going to see.
I think every night is probably going to be country night.
I know, but I try to dream big that maybe there'll be a little something else too.
Well, have a great time, and thanks for chatting with us, and give us a shout when you get back.
Always a pleasure, and you betcha I'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Tanya.
Have a great night, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Tanya Churchmuch. Speaking of her crazy travels, Puerto Vallarta, Phoenix and Dallas, check out Girlport's Lesbian Travel for more hot deals if you're sick of this winter weather and need an escape. And that's been Dykes on Mike, CKUT 90.3 FM. Oh, we're not really done yet, are we? It's 7:48 p.m. That was crazy. From parties to cruising and cruising at parties. Nuts. Nuts.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on, your pale blue eyes. Linger on, your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on. at you in the mirror. I put in front of me, I put in front of me linger on.
Dykes on Mics. We've got 7 minutes left.
Woohoo!
Hi, Dana. I haven't said hello to you yet.
I know.
Or you to me.
It was jam-packed. How are you doing, Mel?
Jam-packed. I'm good.
How's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something up? You've been playing awfully sad music.
Oh, it's the weather.
It's the weather, mm-hmm. Right?
What about you? How was your weekend?
It's pretty good. Pretty good, but something kind of emotional happened last week.
Wow.
I don't know if you caught this on TV, but
no.
There was an Anne Marie special on CBC.
I think I heard the promo on the
it
CBC.
Was, it was, I swear to God, she kept singing these songs, and I was just singing along, and I would just keep crying. And anyway, that's not really the interesting point of the story.
It's not?
Well, on a personal level, I guess it is. But, okay, so, it was, there. I guess they're promoting this new album she has with all these duets with all these female singers like Nelly Furtado and...
Katie Lang,
which is who I was getting around to talk to. Okay, oh my God.
Okay.
So they were showing like these amazing duets and Celine Dion.
No way.
Totally.
It's like our childhood combined.
Exactly. It was like, I think that's why I was crying. Because
it was like you and me?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, but okay, so at the beginning of the show, you know how they do like a montage of interviews about how fabulous Anne Marie is?
I don't think I've ever heard an Anne Marie song.
Shut up.
I must have, but it's definitely not part of my...
Like Snowbird?
Nothing.
Daydream Believer?
Yeah, that one sounds familiar.
You Needed Me, Danny
There's
song?
A cover of Daydream Believer, though, no?
Yeah, the Monkees.
Yeah, I know the Monkees. Okay. I'm sorry.
Anne Murray would be like the equivalent of, like, Celine Dion.
I know
perhaps.
Celine. I know her.
You know Celine Dion.
I do. I saw her play in the park once in Ottawa.
No way.
It was free back then. She was playing in
like
the
when
rain.
When you were a kid?
High school-ish.
Oh, my God. So yeah. It would be like, that would be amazing. I would lose my mind.
You would. Yeah, I did. I thought it was nice, yeah.
So, okay, Anne Murray is on the television, and she's, you know, just talking about her fabulous duets and everything, and they're interviewing people that have influenced her life, or who have been influenced by her in their life. Katie Lang Katie Lang comes on and basically says, Anne Murray was like the gym teacher I was in love with and made me a singer, which I actually think means made me gay.
Okay, wait, say it again. She said
she was
Anne-Marie
like
the gym teacher.
Like a gym teacher, okay, because we know, okay, maybe a bit of backtracking.
Yeah.
So Anne Murray is not an out lesbian, but she golfs and, you know, has been a lesbian icon, really, within Canada. And Katie Lang is an out Canadian singer who calls Anne Murray a gym teacher, which they kept in, which I found was very odd, and basically said she was in love with her. She said, yeah, when I was 7, I was in love with her, and I'm basically in love with her, and then she laughed. And I thought that was really kind of, A, impressive that the CDC kept that in the edit, because, hello, it's not like you need to read much between the lines, or maybe you do, but that's
what
was... But
it's just, I mean, it's not really confession on Anne Murray's part.
No, but I just thought it was really...
Oh, yeah, I don't mean to ruin your story.
You're ruining my story now. Katie Lang said she was in love with Anne Murray.
Okay.
And that she was basically a gym teacher.
So maybe we could find that clip for the next show.
That would be wicked. Actually, okay. That's a very good idea, Mel.
That's your homework.
I'm sorry I didn't bring it in with me, actually. And it just kind of made me all teary because the gayness of Katie and the gayness of my childhood with the Anne Murray were combined.
It's all coming together now.
Beautiful, beautiful edited moment designed to sell a CD. Mm. And that is my story.
It's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful way to end the show.
Yeah, Anne Murray. It's too bad we don't have any.
Yeah, for next time.
Next
I promise
time.
You.
7:58 Underground Sounds is coming up next. You've been listening to Dykes on Mike, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Le 17e Festival Haïti en Folie vous invite au défilé Rara Haïti en Folie dans les rues de Montréal avec le groupe Rara Jazz, Rara Indigène et les danseuses d'Haïti Bakaya ce samedi 29 juillet dès 16h. Départ au parc des Compagnons, coin Montréal et quartier. Aïe aïe aïe! Rara dans Montréal, nous tournons, puis red, vinaigre drapeau nous, costume nous, samedi 29 juillet, depuis 4h. Une initiative de la Fondation Fabienne Cola. Info, haitienfolie.com.
Fabienne Cola et le groupe Banque TD vous invitent au 17e festival Haïti en folie du 24 au 30 juillet avec projection du film Freda de Jessica Généus, gastronomie, artisanat, littérature, spectacle gratuit d'Emeline Michel, Admiral T, B.I.C, Wesley, Wally, Basse Compa, défilé Rara et plus de 150 artistes. Aïe aïe aïe, Haïti comme vous ne l'avez encore jamais vu du 24 au 30 juillet au quartier des spectacles, Parc La Fontaine et Théâtre Outremont. Infos et billets, haitienfolie.com. Supporté par Conseil des arts du Canada, Patrimoine canadien, SAQ, Tourisme Québec, Ville de Montréal et Tourisme Montréal.
It's now Underground Sound. We'll be right back.
Bonsoir tout le monde et bienvenue à une autre émission de Underground Sound sur les ondes de CKUT 90,3 FM. Patrice Caron, aka Patka, avec vous jusqu'à 22h pour une sélection de musique locale d'aujourd'hui et d'hier, des choses qui remontent à un certain temps et d'autres qui sont même pas sorties encore officiellement, donc un beau mélange. Je tiens à m'excuser profondément de mon absence d'il y a 2 semaines. Première fois dans ma vie que ça m'arrive d'oublier une émission, vu les horaires un peu irréguliers. Je sais pas que j'ai pensé, mais dans ma tête, c'était